This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Attorneys defending former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters took aim at Dominion voting systems during today's testimony. While cross-examining a Dominion employee, defense attorney John Case repeatedly tried to bring up claims about the election equipment but was rebuffed.
Your machines have the capability to connect to the internet, don't they?
Objection, relevant.
Sustained.
Is it true that the computers you supplied to Mesa County in 2021 were manufactured overseas in China?
Objection, relevance.
Sustained.
The judge decided to keep courtroom cameras turned away from the witness out of safety concerns. Peters faces 10 charges that include identity theft and influencing a public official. People seeking concealed carry permits will need to go through more training under a new state law taking effect tomorrow. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Under the new requirements for a concealed carry permit, people will have to take at least 8 hours of instruction, including a live fire exercise. Topics covered by the classes must include safe handling and storage of firearms, interactions with law enforcement, and state and federal gun laws. The law's Democratic backers say the beefed-up trainings will help keep gun owners and the people around them safer. But opponents argue the new requirements are unnecessary and impose an unfair barrier for people seeking to defend themselves. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The state is adding 3 new canine members to its fire investigations unit. The dogs are trained to identify liquid accelerants and to find human remains. This is CPR News.